Shus Avi Mari. Today we'll start Chazara, focusing mainly on two aspects, the Issa Mevatek Limachonai, and the second sugya of Mimetatl Graf Shari'i. To start the sugya of Mevatek Limachonai, the makor of this Indian is a Mishnah in Beis and Beis. The Mishnah says, Napa Dekli, Tach Tamer, Tim Kabel Shemen. What is the reason a person cannot do this on Shabbos? The Gemara has two different reasons. Either Rabba, Katsol Shin and Motzai, not Mutter, either Abyasif, the Issa Mevatek Limachonai, or Rabbi Yitzchok, ain't clean it all, eladavar it all. A local meister, we do not pass like two, we only pass like the Yisrael of Yosef, the Ismail Vatik Limar Chonai. What's the lambdas? What's the Yisrael behind Ismail Vatik Limar Chonai? The way Rashi says in the Mishnah, brought down by the Bialocha, kids kivele mokum v'domi l'mlocha. It looks like a mlocha. Now the way of the Taz, when he says over by the Sugya of Talaf, he says, what mlocha baino? And some say, and sounds like in Taisus, the definition of Rashi means that the Sugya of baino. A third idea, the way Rashi says in the Sugya Kuf Chonches and Kuf Nundalit, it's had a Sugya of Seisr, that's how the Rama Paskins and Meister Mishua does Paskin this way be Iker. And when it says Seisr, there are two ways to understand the idea of Seisr. The Sugya will be Mekam L'Shemen. Mishua explains together, Seisr means being Seisr the total. You could be Metautal, not being Metautal. The way he says, but the Sugya of Avos Hamayim in Simen Shin Hei, being Seisr the Kli, that the Kli cannot be used anymore. Therefore, the idea of Seisr, according to Mishnah Berurah, seems to be the idea of being Seisr is instructious. Take away its use. Sometimes it can be used through case of total. Sometimes you cannot wear this beggar because it's sopping wet. But anything that's nichel negedim is taking away its instructious is nichel negedim mevatek limachonai. The fourth idea, the way the task being examined by us over here, is what Rashi says, it's Oisei or Muktzah. Now, there's a question, is that a fourth idea? That's something we're going to bring you down. But better to explain the idea of Boinan and Seisr. Kamal Mechamim says that look over, the person cannot put a kli underneath the Mechamim of the Shemin. Al-Fabatikim HaKonai, we pass like this. However, B'lo'idiyayim, my said smutter. Now let's say a person put it there on...
The fourth reason is not a reason.
So the Pimgonim says it's a reason between Atmoy, and the Elam says, like my father once been dying that way in Taisus, the Taisus said, he said, Mukta, how through the case of the Boyan and Saisir? Shall I have the Sam Shat in Rashi? Now, again, Mishnah says, let's say a person put it there on Shabbos, is even the Isra, you have to take it away. So, Be'alofan Sivdalad, by the Sugya of being Mekabal and Tzaitzis, by the Sugya of Gram Kivoy, over there it says that you put over there the Kli to Mekabal it. Says the Mishnah, we're quoting a Prima Godin, based upon Rashi, that if you did it Be'alofan, still you have to remove it. The Makor is coming from is based on our Sugya of Mevatek Kli. They get to what happened on Shabbos. So if we see the Bialocha holds, if you put a Kli on Shabbos, the Chiv is through Meister to remove it. But you join Meister's motor. Now, what is the Eitz of what to go do if you have this Kli, that Shaman you want to fall inside, you want to save the Shaman? So Mishmur has two Eitzes. One, he says, either make sure there's something Dovah Choshev inside, and that's Heter, and you have Heter and Isser, the Heter overrides Isser, therefore you can top this Kli. That means put a fork inside this bowl, Shaman falls inside, there's no problem. Well, a second Eitz is built upon the Maril. It brings along this idea that a person should put the Kli underneath the table. Now you have the nearest top of the table. When you move the table away, because you don't want anything to happen to the table, then the Ag of the Shem will go inside this bowl, and you save the Shem over here. Now why is it Mais and Mutter? It says the Mishmur, two reasons. Either not being Mavat will be a Dayim, or since not having Kavona only to save the table, therefore it's Mutter. Now, the case in the Gemara is a case where you're putting in on top of a Kli Heter Shemin, Muslim Akhla's Gufay. What happens if you're putting in inside the Kli Shemalakhla Isser? That means every pot in our house, Mishwur Pask, is a Kli Shemalakhla Isser. Can you put a pot underneath them, Kamal Shemin? So it says in the Bialocho, that's true that a pot already is Mukso. The Shitasa, it is Mukso. And therefore, you might argue the point saying, so what to Mavatlet? But since at the end of the day, a pot can move inside a Gufay Mekaymai. When you put the Shemin inside, now it's also like Muksa Machmas Gufay, that a person cannot move inside Gufay Mekaymai. Therefore, a person cannot be Mavatl even the Kli Shemalakhla Isser. Now, the Gate of Bitter Kli Mekaymai is clear in the Sugya, that by Etzem there are three different levels over here. There's a Sugya, a level of Mavatl Kli Miyad, there's a level of being Mavatl something with Shah, and something called Kolayang. Two of them are brought down over here by the Mishnah Berurah and the Maga of Rome. First case, a case of that's miyad. Basically, you have a case you want to put your bowl underneath the Mekabel Nerushal Shaivo. Not Shemin, but Shaivo. says the Mishnah Berurah, since Kim Menar Miyat, like we see in the sugya that a person puts his basket in front of a tarnagel, since that place was brought down with the base station, the Makarom, you can shoo away Miyat, David not nichel to get a little clean Mirachalai, and also since you can shake out the Shaiva Miyat, the place can speak out, either Maisa sticks to it. So I say either a case where it does not stick, Yishlotin, or in the case over here that the sticking part you don't care about is part of the Kli itself. In that case, since the Gedur Miyad is not Mabat the Kli, not Mash Ekin Shemin, a person not wanting to spill it out, because you have a case of a Hefshin, David is Bittel Kli. A second Kimto, a case of a Chobim, you have these charcoal, these coals over here, the mice you could put inside your bowl. So over here, since you cannot do Miyad, or go out a couple of minutes later, then in that situation, since it can't be Menar, David puts Ulcer. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, Hefsid, or Hefsid Mubal, person can be Mekel. So it comes out clearly from the Mishnah Berurah and the Mogavram, the Kamiya Veloch is that Miyad is Mutter, Lesho is Mutter, but only the Mokum Hefsid, Hefsid Mubal. They get, what? Here it says Hefsid, the Chorim says, later on he says, Mubal, he means Mubal. The Gemara is interesting, the Gemara has two different Lashainas. That's why it's in brackets. Now, the Mash Engin Kol Yoyim, they'll get to look on the Mesa Mavav, we'll see Machalik over there, Mishnah Berurah versus the Mogavram and the Paskin. Now, the Machab says over here, this idea that you have a Shemin that's being metaptive inside a clear, Kli, also to have a no. One inside a Sukkah, being Muksamach Maskufa, he's Miyach for the Mitzvah, you take it out, you're even the Isser of Kivri. Now, let's say a person that puts a plate underneath two Makabalit, come and go, Mishnah Berurah and Mogavram, says if it does not Makabal any Shemin, even Ma'id Yoyim, Hazmon Alam also. We'll get to Bezer Hashem in a week from now. The sugya that as one of the also cannot make it into a case that's mukhs over here. However, let's say in the case where you put this bowl underneath Ba'od Yoyim, Shemin fell inside, and then you empty out the Shemin, and there's nothing inside anymore. So since a pool happened over here, now it's nichel to get a big mukhs, a klishim lakhdil iser, and therefore klishim lakhdil iser on Shabbos is a bi'alokho, you cannot have a din of latakli mechali, you cannot even put it there on Shabbos. Once the yuchad ve'isi, then a pool, the mice is also. Now, coming the Mishmur says, let's have a very simple answer. If you have Shemin there before Shabbos, that dripped inside, now Shemin dripped in on Shabbos, let's say the Sugya Betel, and therefore you're able to metatel the Kli. Says the Mishmur, you know the Sugya Dov Shish Matirim, Yodaya Simiko Beis, Mimba Minoi, or Dov Shish Matirim, Afilu Be'elf Lai Botel, therefore it's not a good answer, and therefore the whole entire Shemin over here, the mice is also. No, it's not chayshiv necessary. It's because it's only us. We want to make Shabbos. This Emin agrees to. There's no question about this. In this case, it's based on a little beyond the Shabbos. Emin agrees in the situation. Don't use the material. Now, let's say a person has Shemin there ben Hashmoshes, and even though he took it out to a case of goy kudaimo, there's a klal that looks at the migdash katzoy ben Hashmoshes is katzoy the kuliyamri, and therefore the kli will be also metatal gam the Shemin is not inside of it inside the sugya of bosses. Come with my mom, big example, the loch when a person has a menorah that's hanging over here, the loch is a person cannot be metatal. And not only that, he said, even though there's no issim b'tzad ha-sugya mukso, but the maestro don't touch over here because you might come to move it, and therefore b'tzad ha-sugya yato. B'tzad ha-sugya yato, that means come with a menorah that's hanging. He said the loch is when it's lit, don't touch it. B'tzad ha-sugya, they might go back and forth and do either says mishmur and it goes one way, skivari, the other way is the act of havara. Points out, the Mogavram and the Mishmur, they ask a question. We know the loch is allowed to touch mukso. Except we have one limitation, again, touching a beitzel. We have machlokes what the reason is. We have machlokes, Chumash Hadeshin, versus the Magi Mishnah. Chumash Hadeshin says the reason why you cannot touch a beitzel when you want to cover with a plate. Why? Because it's a case of negia, the tzarek dova iser. If it's also, Mashenki tzarek dova heter, it's mutter. The coin of Chumash Hadeshin will be very good. Why a person is allowed to touch a menorah that is not lit. But when slit is also mitzvah to go shemayato, mash and can you go this far? The Makim Mishnah, his reason says you cannot touch a beit. So why chashash should come to go move? If so, frak the Magarav Mishnah Berurah. If so, you cannot touch a menorah not because it's slit mitzvah to go of kivoy mitzvah to go of avara. You cannot touch a menorah that's hanging mitzvah when you touch it. Nash is going to move. Chashash should tilt over here. The chutz a kashu. Why is Ramal saying specifically the loch is person cannot touch a menorah mitzvah to go of yato? Say the reason we cannot touch it inside the sugya, come to move mukso, or shasha moving in. And for the Magavram, coming from the Azura, in the case of we are discussing where you're not touching the thing itself, you're touching this heter here, you're taking away the heter, and this is the get a totem in the tzad. You cannot, according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Rambam, you cannot touch a beitza, you cannot touch a menorah, even that's not lit, inside the sugya of Totol over here. Now the Rambam ends up saying, Maisa to touch it, Maisa it's usur. The Bialocha says, Maisa, he says, look at the Makar Shabbai in the Urzurah, over there says, even touching the menorah is mutuk, is nichon to get a Totol Natsad, because he had not been miskaven over here to go touch it. It's just Derek Agav over here. By the way, the Kholiyas, the way of Paskin the Mishnah Berurah, and Agam Yishlon and the Bialocha, that comes out that he's going to pass like the Magi Mishnah, he cannot touch a Beitza, even though it's not lit, only in the case of Totem and Tzad, we're taking off the other Heter. Now, they get to Shemiyato, again, the Yisrael of the Issa over here, says Mishru, is Al Tzkiva or Havara, the Loch over here is Neger to Dafka Shemin, Neger to Anel Shoshaiva, we'll get the Loch and Risha Bob. See the Maisa, we're not Chleshish. Therefore, they point out that the whole problem is over here is when the oil goes back and forth, it's Kiva and Havara. The idea when a person moves the candle place to place, the flame flickers. That's not nichol nechshash. I mean, people don't always want to open the door, the flame in the house flickers over here. That's not a problem. That's not nichol negeder of kiva or avara. Now, come on, the bialoch, it says they have a problem. We're saying over here that by now shoshayv la maisit smuter, yet aloch in simon reish ayin hay, aloch is when a person wants to read a book. The aloch is not only next to shemin, a person cannot read a book, but even next to the shoshayv, a candle also cannot read a book. Why? Shemayato. So we see over here by the case of Shaiva, we do have a bayah of Shemayato. And for the Mishmur, Yishl Chalik. In the case of reading a book, you have a kavono to make it readable, better the book, and therefore you come to tilt it and make it better the reading and make a bigger fire. The earth is a chshash. Mashenke, in the case of Nindud, even if it does happen, it's not a psik ratio. Still not a case of Miskavin. No psik ratio, for that reason, therefore, it's motor. The first line of Sabdalit, the Gaita Sugi Mabatakli Machonai. So there says, built upon the Gemara, the person is allowed to put a kli underneath the Mkavavin and Tzaitis. In fact, the Gemara of the Maisa Y and Mabatakli Machonai. The reason is, because the Tzaitis is aimed by Mamish, and therefore there's no problem over here. They were putting the kli underneath on Shabbos, no Shiloh, and I, the Maisa Y, putting the kli underneath, but it's on a spark, so you want to protect the table, not to get lit on fire, but then it goes out right away. Now it says the Mishmud Maharam, it's true that the sparks go out, you're left with ashes over here, with Afer. So the Afer the Mice is also metaltal. It's out of Sugim Noilat. Abad is also in the Gomer. However, I guess if so, why do you have a Bayam inside the plate over here with the ashes inside? See, the person does not mind shaking out the ashes, Miyat. Just like the person does not mind by the salt to shake off Miyat here also. Or you can say the ashes has no kshivas to it, and they were not Nichol Yisugio bosses over here. Risham Avov and Siftes. A case over here where you have an animal that has patches on top of it. The first Mechaber starts with a different avenue, and he gave the signal by itself. Now you want to bring your patches from outside to inside. So you want to bring it inside your Chotzer Mishtameris. Says the Mechaber, number one, if it's Kelim that's not Mukso, take them off. Number two, the Kelim that are Mukso, and he says open up the ropes and let the packages fall down. Back to the Mishtameris, the Mechaber, a side question. Maisi have a signal, Shvises Behemtoi. The animal is going from Ushus, a rabbin, to the case of a chotzer. He's doing an akio and he's doing an nochel. You have a bayam inside the usr of Shishas Behemtoi. How in the world are you letting the animal go do this carrying patches over here on Shabbos? So says the Mogar Rabbi wants to answer, by the behemoth, ulo yechmiru. The way how the Pimgram explains, it means since by the animal also came the person's ayman lofush to fix his packages, it's not nichel akio and a nochel. Also, the behemoth was coming to take care of the packages. Nichol Eimel Lofush, only the Rabbanon, behemoth were not coming to be Machmer. Maisa Pim Gorm says a very big doichik over here. Therefore, the Mishmur gives you two other eitzes to take care of. That should not be a case of deraisa, the gate of behemoth. Either the case the behemoth is outside and he wants to go inside, he started walking ready, and then you put the package on top of his back, and then he goes inside. So the animal did not do that kiro, he only did that nochol, or vice versa. He is outside, he's carrying the packages. He goes in, and while he's still walking, you take off the packages. The animals only did that kira and not do the case of a nochel. So since he only did one, end of a mishibu with a very important story, negate the fishes behentai. Anything that negate their person only did the rabbonim, that's potol velosser, negate the behemoth, shvis behentai, the mice is mutter. I mean, we have numerous rabbonim negate the sugi by itzah, negate the behemoth, the mice come to matter it. I'm not sure that's so. I think Kholias. I think so. Now, the Mishmur does say, taking off the packages, we'll have to get the sugi and simon shinlam and gimel, that the sugi of terech on the chol, a person cannot schlep and take off 15 saw. So he said, Echanami, over here, a person has a right to be tzad sugya of tzar balachayim. Otherwise, they'll have no eitzah to go do that, tzad sugya of schlepping things that's more than 15 saw. Now, Mamshuk Nan Machaber, and they get to our sugya, that says, let's say this package is over here that is muksa on Shabbos, and you want to open up the rope left on the floor, but let's say they come along to break. Now, this pack came over here, eklis chuches, that are blood-loving objects that are causes Adam to it. Therefore, the mis there are muksa on Shabbos. Come with a machaber, what to go do? You don't want them to go break. Instead, put underneath the packages before they fall these pillows and blankets. Therefore, fall on top of these pillows and blankets, and the malvat to the clear over there. The first speaks out of the Shavua and the Magarom that the idea of muksa machmasmias we'll get to again when we get to yet. But dafim hey machlik shiguda and mashimin we paskin muksa machmasmias is mutter. If so, why by the case of these makos and dam kelim were answering it? They call it a higher level. They call it muksa machmasmias gomer. It's more mias for raya. Even if you weren't able to cover clean with it, you wouldn't do it. It's so disgusting to you. There's a higher level, not just mias, but there's mamshak saw to it. They were calling it again a muksa machmas gufay. Now the Mechaber says this idea over here. They're saying to let out the rope and let the packages fall down on top of these pillows and blankets. He says this lechalik depends if they're heavy packages or light packages. If the case of light packages, so all have to do go to the pillows and blankets, and then you shake it off slowly. All milvat to l'sho. Let's say these are heavy packages and you cannot shake it off. Then you have bayam avada klima chona the kolayim. Then what is the eitzel? What to go do? Then he says do prika benachas. That means low off the animal by, with the rope slowly. That means do a case of teltum and tzan slowly off the back of the animal inside the sugya of tzar balachayim. Now, coming the magarom. And he discusses what happens to the sugya of bosses over here. So he says that we know they always have a question again to bosses: how in the world can a person take off these packages over here? By the case when they're off the pillows and blankets over here, so Magarom over here gives only one teretz. He answers the Balmor's Mahalach, the idea over here that a person that a bosses that's not the Ben Shmoshes is no get a bosses. That means how exactly we paskin? So not over here. Yeah, over here. Over the Magarom only gives. Sorry, over here he gives two teretz. I'm sorry, early in Reish HaMechei, he gives one teretz. I left out, I forgot to mention that. Reish HaMechei. But then over here, Meshavua only began one teretz, and Magarom early in Reish HaMechei only began one teretz. Here, Magarom began a second teretz, you plan to remove it. But my son, Magarom and the Meshavua passed in the Malach, that there's no bus on Shabbos, one Meshavua over here, but the Magarom my son earlier. Now, this halacha that you have right to put on pillows and blankets when they're light packages, it's clear from the sugya brought down the Shibu and the Magarom, the Dafkun has to move. Otherwise, a case over here of glass over here that's very wide, you plan to melt it down, making a case of these small kelim over here. The loch is that they only have some wood. That person has no right to Mavata Kli Machone. Now, to Mavata Kli Machone, the Kol HaShabbos, that means it comes out back from the Shibu, Miyad is water, the Shah, the loch is, the Gedder is, have some move. What about the whole entire Shabbos? So the way the Magarom comes out, he wants to make a Machalik Shoshanim, the Ranti Machmer, points out to Mitzad Rashi the Sugya, he has listed who shouldn't want to be Mekel, and therefore, at the end of the day, Magarom says, if a person cannot do Prika Benachas, like the Eitz of the Mechaber, the Enech Hanami, a person can Mavata Kli Merachalai, even the Kol Yoyim, Mok Mehefsi Mubo. Meister of the Mishbua sends you the Bialocho, he wants to answer up the rights from the Rishonim, so there is no Raya. At the end of the day, he says, Koshu Mo'oy Lahokal, only Ula B'mokim Tzab Alachayim, a person can be Mekel. Otherwise, says very shreddy Michael, in the case when it's kolayim. Next, Bialocha discusses a similar aspect. He wants to be right to the Rambam. It says over there the person cannot be talta benachas, and chanami the locha the person can be vata klima chonai, which sounds as sugyo of tzar balachayim. That's how the girl moves beshan the Rambam. If you can do benachas, chanami, that's what you're going to do it. Otherwise, you can't. How he points out the Bialocha, that's true in the Rambam shito, maybe Rashi shito. At the end of the day, in the we have the Rambam and the Rashi that says that vata klima chonai cannot do kolayim. Has to move on, and then what you go do, the kelim should break. That means it really comes out to Malach among the Shem in the Bialocho, and might say Paschim the Chumro, and they get a Tzar Balachayim, what you go do, you do not put pillows and blankets underneath when it's Kol Yom, and might say the kelim come along and break. Now, when they come along and do the Prikim Benachas, says the Magarom in the Bialocho, make sure not to lean upon the animal. Why? Because the Sigmi Mishtamish to the Balchai, and then might say that's also. Simon Reshayin Zayin is the empty of the Sugya of Bidakli Machonai, but second, a different idea over here about a clean nittle, can you take it over the Dolosh in a nittle? That means we have the Sugya of Yitzchok, that they come along and says a person cannot only put a plate underneath the egg, but they also cannot cover the plate on top of the egg. You're taking a kli for something that's not nittle. Halacha Maisa, Kleda and Chizal Maisa disagrees. He come along and says a person can cover the egg over here. David come along to the Mechaber and said, we pass like Rav Chizal. And therefore, the case of the Mechaber is when a person has this beam over here and he has a nair. He wants to take a bowl and cover the nair so it should not affect the beam. That means side the beam is muktzah, side the nair is muktzah. The halacha is, you can do that. We do not pass like a Yitzchok. Now, the way how the Taz of Mishmur explained over, what is the dover they taking it for? What's the dover on nittle? The words are the koiro. That means you're covering the nair, protecting the beam. The dover on nittle is the koiro. There was a Taz built upon this. Let's say a person wants that tashbush on Shabbos and Yontif, and he wants to cover the nair over here. He comes along and says, he also, since we do not pass it like a Yitzchok, if he can cover the nair, again, the nair is not the dover on nittle. So he points out, Lukhuri, the Taz, which is what the dover on nittle is. Is it the nair or the beam, which are upon the Taz? But either one said it does not make a difference. We pass him not like a Yitzchok. However, the Lachavi, as the Mishmur points out, the Magavram, you have to make sure you know Chash Kivoi. That means everyone knows if you cover nair fully, there's no oxygen over there, the flame will go out. The flame will go out even by having to tell us to give Kivoi. But the second idea, come along the Mishmur, and says you have to make sure also that the kli that you're covering it is only cheres, ava matecha, so if it turns red, you have the bayam tell us to of Havara. Now, we'll have to get to a simon shemirchas in Cephalof, the Gerard to Alplex. What happens to Matechas? We're covering a fire. Why is it mutter for? Machlokes Mishmur Chaznish. But Maestro, that's a separate sugya. Over here it says when it turns red, you still have a bayam tzal sugya of Avaro. It does point down the Bialocha, a sugya in the Gerard to Isser Heter. Let's say the Ner is made of Chelov, that's trape over here. So the sugya in the simon Kofains of Gimel over there says that a case of Nitzuk, that means that something that has Zeya that's going up one to another, it connects the bottom to the top, it's a chibur, and therefore if the thing on bottom is trafe, and there's a flame going up, the togavar, they will trafe up the pan also. So therefore if you have a nair that's trafe, I don't know what our candles are, but in those days, their nairs will trafe, therefore will make the pot trafe also. Now, in this halacha about the bowl touching or protecting the koyo, can a person might say touch the koyo? So again, you're touching something that's mukso. So it comes out touching muktzah, but etzim is mutter, except we know again there's machlokes, the Trumas Hadeshin versus the Maggid Mishnah. One can a person exactly touch muktzah, negate this to give an egg. The way the Trumas Hadeshin said, the tzarech dover iser is ulcer. So here you're covering the nair to protect the kura. The kura of mice is muktzah. David the Trumas Hadeshin says, l'shitosai, go down, the poskim say, you cannot touch the kura over here. Go down, l'alocha, taz, mogavram. And so the mice, the Mishmur passes not that way. He goes like the Goyin, he goes like the Nesivis. That you allow to touch muksel atzar dover iser, no problem. The only bayam inside of shash of nindud of moving it, therefore close over comes along over here and says la lochla according to the guide. The mice person can't touch the beam over here. There's no shash. Simon to hey sif you test. If you want, there's some more copies there. Well, at least one more. I'm not sure it's here. One more copy maybe.
Yeah, maybe it's a copy.
In Simon Shenhei, and Sif Yates, by Sugyo Abbasamayin, Sugyo Kufko Chesam Beis, the Gemara brings down that let's say an animal fell inside a Abbasamayim, if it's deep over here, you cannot find some in the Mokum over here. Lochim and Sugyo Tzabalachayim, put pillows and blankets underneath to lift them up, and you say Moshavas, and you can Mavatakli Machori. Now Mishmur speaks out, obviously, if it's not Omok, then you can find some in the Mokum, therefore, not Mavatakli Machori. Don't be Oiker, the idea of Mavatakli Machori. Now, the words over here are Kormakasis. The Kamalgum Mishmur says, Lab Dafko, who did all Kalim? Any Kalim. So, if you think about it, it's very interesting. Why take this case for? Because before, the way to lift up an animal is not too practical with pillows and blankets. The correct thing is to put a rack underneath, a cart underneath, a piece of wood underneath, not pillows and blankets. So, what's he said over here? So, he points out, before it depends what Mahalak among the Mishmur we go, where the bit of Kli over here is. The way the Rashba says over the bit of Kli is because the animal is standing upon the pillows of blankets the whole time Shabbos. The words of the Rashba happens to be Dilma, he might come off the pillows of blankets. They point out of the Rashba, let's say it's a Sufik bit of Kli Merachonai, the Kolayoyim. Since the words are Dilma, still he asks there. That means the only time we have a head to have some Rubo when it's Vadek be a case of, or option of being a case of Mixas Yoyim. The case of Dilma Kolayoyim, the Rashba asks. But if you go like Mahathir Rambam, and that's how the Mishmur goes, says, very good we took pillows and blankets. Come tell you said over here that the fact that we are gum, the animal will come off. But since it's Shabbos, if those blankets cannot be used anymore because it's sopping wet, that's why he took Dak in that example over here. And still has a loch of about to clean my chonai. Maybe they point out, if a person wants to clean up his full on Shabbos, let's say you have in the laundry one of your shirts you want to go use, they point out a bit of klima chon, you cannot do that on Shabbos. Now this din of Tzav al-Chaim override Mavad klima chon, the Gemara is very clear, depending upon if you hold Tzav al-Chaim derabonim or deraisa. We in the Maisa Paskin, it's a din deraisa, Mishra Berurah, and the Makor, Mishra Berurah gets from Rashi, the sugya of Azar, Tazim, Imoy, the sugya of Prika during the week. That's your little idea of Tzav al-Chaim. Now, let's say a person cannot lift up the animal. For example, let's say the animal is in a place you have to carry something through Ishus Rabbim. So you can't bring these pillows and blankets, you can't bring this rock over here, or any crates over here. You can't lift it up. Can you now do tilted biyadayim, mukso, to save the animal, Tzav Balachayim? Now, I'm saying Tzav Balachayim overrides a bit of klima chonayim. But the Tzav Balachayim overrides the situation of tilted mukso mamish. So come on, the Mishabuan brings out the Mogavrom, it seems to be that way from the Taz. He says not to medama exerus of chomim one to another, and therefore you have no heter of being metal to muksa atzav alachayim. Can't do that. Atzad Hasheni, you bring down the El Rabba has numerous places. We want to be mekel. That person can go do that. That the din of atzav alachayim is deraisa. The doicha, the idea of total muksa, which is din derabbanan. The ma'aseh mishmur over here does not paskin, but he does say through a case of a guy, even if he is the ma'aseh smuter, atzav alachayim tells the person shus of a mir l'nochi is muter by the case of muksa. And not only that, he says, you have a choice of a bit of klima achonai, or tell a guy to go to matatul muksa. He says, go tell a guy to matatul muksa, take the animal out, and not do the case of a bit of klima achonai. Simich Nchas, Safim Sefei, the idea we just saw yesterday, the idea of kikiv etinik. So we know kikiv etinik works by the case of a mace, Simich Nchid Aleph. What about the case of a klishim lachtum eser? So come along with the Mechaber and bring down the Yish Matirim, the Rosh Hashito. Now they come along and say the person that can be Matatul, a Klish Shemach Nisr, to a case of Kikir Tenek. Now the words of Mechaber's Kikir Tenek says the Mishabur and Mokavam Lashitosai, La Dachar, any Klish Shemach to the Heter. That's the Geir to Beklolius. However, says the Mishabur, this idea that the Rosh wants to be Mekel is kind of coming from the Sigur of a Kedewa. That Shuman side, personally points out how we should argue. Void haber achoyim disagree la lochlo meisel go to taz the graz their chaim and therefore the end of the day he brings down the shari tzin the graz shito hefsim ruba a person can be mekel hefsim ruba therefore again for example you have your laptop outside in the sun with some go steal it if you hold the laptop the klish shemata iser put any klish shemata on top of it and metalto bring it inside. Now the mishmur says this whole time machlik is dafka in the case which not miyuchel lekach. Now, in the case we have a kedera that shub is miyuchel lekach, then avada, that's Gemara's case, kuchov gimel, and something is miyuchel to have hetrin inside the iser, avada can metalto is tovah for the hetrin inside, and then lukuliyam we can move it inside, up in the side of kikim etinik. Simchav zayin is a sugya when a person has leftover food, he has these bones over here, these creepers over here. The Chabad says four different halachas. First, in the case of a person left over food of Michael Behemo, it's not mukso. The second case where he left over that is not roy for Michael Behemo, and therefore the lachin it is mukso, but near is mutter. But he said, but let's say in the case that you have pasta on the table, and therefore the cleep is a bottle of pasta, therefore even total is mukso. And then before he says that it's roy for Michael Behemo, also total is mukso. To explain all four of them. The mutter. To explain all four of them. First, the case where a person has leftover food on the table, that's roy for Michael Behemo, the lachin is not mukso. Says the Mishnah Berurah that these are some ways that the bones that came off the meat, where they came off the meat on Erev Shabbos, came off the meat on Shabbos, does not make a difference. The Maaseh is roi for Michael Behemo. The Mishnah Berurah does point down the Sharet Zion, and the Maghrom seems to be choishish, that Nochel Mad Yoma is noiled on Shabbos. Therefore, Loch is, you have to know that these bones on Shabbos, the Maaseh can be noiled if the meat came off the bones on Shabbos. The Maaseh, the Mishnah Berurah, Shitosa, is not choishish the Shito, only means down the Sharet Zion. What the Magavim does seem to be choshish. Now it says in the Mechaber you have these perum, these crumbs left over. That means I point out a gam, that them crumbs are Michael Adam. But since they're so small, and therefore people do not eat it, even it's a category of Michael Behemo, and needs to clum the garret to Michael Behemo. Now I heard him say that means when a person is not eating, usually when you eat during the meal, people might pick up the crumbs and eat it, less than exiles that might eat it. But in the case when it's after you finish eating, you have things left behind, that's nothing to get out of Michael Behemo, and therefore if you have behemoths around, it's not mukso. The second case of the Mechaber, if you have things that are not going for Meichel Behema, the loch is then it is Mukhtar, but only near his Mutter. What's the Kimto? Says the Mishmur, either have eggshells, you have nutshells, not only that, even you have bones also left over, but they're hard bones. And then in the case that Klov and Meisen would not come and go eat it, that case also Meisen smoksa. But let's say it's a case where you have bones with some meat to it, therefore the meat's the ikker, the bones are tuffle, then the bones of the Meisen would not be muksa. This one speak out, the amount of meat left behind does not mean the mashu, means something that a person would be mechashiv as something that's being there, that would be nichol get a Meisen lodom. The lachom here is that a person that has do near. Now, when the case of near means naris atavlo, Mishmur points out, l'chura, what was the mitzias in those days? They first had a tablecloth, then they had a board on top of it. So the loch is to naris atavlo. Let's say it's only a tablecloth, so naris, also the tablecloth, the mopper, there's no difference. A lump is not being metatul b'yadayim. Now, the Bialacha points out, betzim, it said only in the case of near. Learn the sugya, it depends on what the gears you have. Some of the gears are being metatul, some of the gears are being menar. It points out, if you go to the gear of tiltul, you're right to pick it up. Whoever you want, a menar over there. Mice the gears, the mechaber, one like the smag, they all have a get of only being menar, they have only near is mutter and not more than that. Depends, he says, in the two tuotsim of the Rashba. Now, coming over here, the Magavram points out, we're saying that look is near is mutter. What happened inside the Sugyo Bosses? Again, so it was Isra Reisam of Hey, it was Isra Reisam of Vob, and it's Isra again over here in Simon Shin Ches. Over here, the Magavram brings down four tuotsim. That means the Reisam of Hey put down only one teretz, there's no boss on Shabbos. Reisam of Vov brought down two tuos in the Balmor. He brings down four tuos and three atoises and one in the Balmor. The first teretz is something you plan to move on Shabbos. Maisa not nichol get of bosses. Like Rambam usually is, but he did not nichol get of bosses. The second malach he says on this table you have a heter and you have iser, and therefore the heter overrides the iser, and therefore you have a right to shake it off. Not nichol get of bosses in this specific case. A third teretz he says since you're not clear exactly where it fell, nichol get of shokach. And therefore, it has no mylums on Sugyo Bosses. If you realize all three tuotsim of Tosfos, Betzim saying there is Bosses on Shabbos, however, it has its limitations. Plan to remove it, this Heter, get him a Shokach, there is Bosses. Coming with Balmor, and his first Teretz is there is no Bosses on Shabbos. There's no Bosses. However, speaking on the Magavram, the Loch is discussing the three tuotsim of Tosfos, and the Balmor is Dafka what to go do when you have things on it right now. But once on this tableau, the muktzeh was removed, however it was removed for whatever reason. At the end of the day, everyone agrees, we do not say the idea that this thing is muktzeh. We hold any ein muktzeh l'chati Shabbos. That means only in the gay if something is there benesh moshes and it comes off, we say migidas katzoli. But something that came on Shabbos and got off on Shabbos, avada not nichol negedah of muktzeh l'kuli almo. The third case over here is a situation when a person has passed on the table, and therefore the halacha is that the klipa is not tzomus, a bottle, the case of the pass. Therefore, you can even metaltal the case of the tavla over here. Now, the question is, can you put the pass there afterwards? So the Magavram brings down a serious rush when it says in Shuva versus what the rush says in the Pesachim over here. Meister Mishmur says to be chlish the Magavram only when a person is kosher to do a case of near, then the Yishmael lifts the Chachila to put pass over there. The fourth case over here is doing a case of total. The person needs to have Mekoyma, you're right doing the loch of total B'yadayim, the tablet over here. Now, the question again says the Makarvam, Sakon Nubayz, Mitzah the Sugya of Bosses. Now, over here, again, he says, when I answer with the faces and the Balmor earlier, the Meiser works out. Now, they point out over here that, again, we have four Tiotzim. The idea that's a Bosses and Isla Heter, we don't see anywhere that they get to the idea of Heter over here. See only the Klippus over here. The Chura, the Mishmur does not answer anything over here. Left a blank. So either you could say that he held like the Balamar, there's no Bosom Shabbos. We pointed out, L'chura, that's a little bit shver. If you understand the Balamar is only that nearest motor and Tiltos Osir, what the Ilm called Chetzi Bosses, here we're talking about a case of being metaltal. If so, case of Tiltal, how in the world being metaltal be metaltal? So you go Bosses, according to Mishnah Berurah. So they point out, I'm going to have to get back to, sounds like the Mishmur agrees to the third Mahalach. The idea that somebody nichol the getter of shokak, you don't care what it falls, like get a bus rakoy, you're right to metatul sark mekaymoy. There are other, so that means we have these ways of moving things. There are four ideas in the mechaber. Coming to the Mishnah gives you other answers how to go move something. It says either brings out from the taz that you want to move these creepers in front of you, go take a knife, and if we push it away, nichol the getter of tiltum atzad. I tiltum atzad sark tov osir is osir. Here you want the mokum, you want to put your plate down over here. Therefore, tell them on sale, start to have a head to the mice and motor. A second Eitz, he says, if they're all gathered together, and Nichlas again Graf Shuri, and we know Graf Shuri can be Tatal B'Yadayim. Sif Chav Ches is a case over here of a Meichel that was made to be for an animal. That means you have a case of Kash, you have a case of the Eitzim over here, the made Meuch of an animal, no matter how heavy they are, Meisi Lam be Metaltal it. Now, what does it mean made for an animal? Mishmur points out that it's soft, an animal can shoot and go eat it over here. And therefore, they speak out, why Dafki is Mesakin that way? Because all the Kastama, these Kash are made to build things, to make Vasok and to burn things. Then if you have to designate a Meuch of an animal, make the Meichel Behemo. The Mishmur doesn't bring down the Magavrom, and the Taisha Shabbos, it really depends in what society we are living. That means the way the Magavon would say, Kash in his days is made also for Michael Behemoth, and therefore Stomo, the Maisel won't be Mokstel. It's made for Shiva and Michael Behemoth. Tosha Shabbos says, you have to be practical. Let's see what goes on. In a place that's made for building, you have to miyachid it. Not made for building, it's made for animals. Don't have to miyachid it. I mean, it really depends upon the situation. Siv Chavtas is comparing Chavches when it was Mesakiv for Behemoth. Chavtas, it was not Mesakiv Behemoth, but it's really for Behemoth. So the question is, what's the loch over there? It says the Mechaber, it has to be a case of behemoths and chayas and oifis and laisa or motzoi. If the motzoi can be metatal. But let's say it's not motzoi, the loch depends. If you yourself have that min, you have that elephant, you have that raven over here, and you yourself, the mice, it won't be mokso. Mice, mashenkin, vichaber, do not have these elephants or these raven, mice will be a case of mokso over here. Now what defines the definition of being motzoi? Shmishmur brings down, that said, if really people mice are having it, it's motzoi. Masha Enkin, if a Shem only have it, not Nichol get a Motzoi. Now, the way that Chun would point out the Chor, one of the Mishnah is, if it's common, if it's around, Nichol get a Motzoi. It's not around, only a Shem, you call them have it, not Nichol get a Motzoi. The Eva speaks out the Mishnah. Again, we say that usually dogs are Motzoi, but let's say we know we have these Atzamois. And my said dogs are not around, are not coming to be over here, Echanami, Nichol get a not being Motzoi. We have to be practical. If dogs are motzei, then that's almost not mukso. Otherwise, they are mukso. Now, this halacha, when we have these atzamos that come off, again, Mishmur speaks out, that does not make a difference whether it's Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos. We don't like seem to go the figure of mukso, of meilad. Also, it's away from Adam, if it's a mukhal to a behemo, and if a person can be metatal on Shabbos. Sif Lamed is a case of you have these dates, have these pits inside. So when Mechaber, how he says it over, he says specifically over here, when he comes to give it to an animal to go eat, then it's more to the metatal. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but let's say you did not give an animal to go eat it, a gam is chazi for an animal to go eat, it's mokso. Explains to be halacha, this is a special kimto over here by these dates with their pits. I mean, dafka over here, since only these pits are going for animal, b'shas et chak. Therefore, b'poil, you have to go give it to the animal. B'poil, you did not give it to the animal. Therefore, it'll be a case that mokso. Mash Enki says the Bialocha, things that are other periods, the Maisa are roi for animals, and the Ligamri, and Al Mishas Nechak, even the Shulchan Aruch might agree, the Loch is it's not Mokso. That means this whole Loch is Siflamin, the Dak is Mishas Nechak for animals, therefore you have to be a Paul to give it to the animal. Bialocha does go on further and say, but let's say you have a case over here of these pits that's inside these apples or inside these pears, you should know what the Metzias is, that's roi for people to go eat, but it's not Mokso, because even people will eat it. What he says, the Nekimta, where you have these tamarim, where inside the pits, they have over here Eichel to go eat. So in that case, over here is not Mokso, because people might still can't come home and eat it. It's right from Eichel Adam. Now, the Mechaber goes on, brings out the Gemara's situation of Shmuel, that if other person is Chosh over here, not to metaltal the regular way, only case of a Shinoi. Explains to Mr. Bura why that's so, because Dafka in this situation, that Be'etzem, people do not always give to the animals, only way B'shas and Chak. Therefore, it's in the sugya of Maris Ayin. Therefore, for this reason over here, a person should do it by case of machinery. Maris Shenkin in a regular situation where everyone does give it to animals, and no idea of Maris Ayin, about no reason for Adam Choshim to be machmer. Now, how to do a case of machinery? He says either spit out with your tongue or to metatla agar a case of pass. Simple on Aleph is the case of you have a raw piece of meat over here. So the Gemara is very clear that when the case is salty, the Maisi Lamu metatla. But it's not salty, it's machlik shafuna and rachizdo. Aloha, we pass it as machaber like a machuna, the maisa it's not mukso. Now the question of the maisa is why is that so? Why is it not mukso for? So there are two ways to say it over. The way the machaber or the machavam says it over, because chazil umtso. The maisa, since people can't eat it raw, the way the Mishnah explains, that people who seem to appreciate these things eating it raw over here, and therefore they can chew it, And Mishmuel says, again, they only wash off the blood from the top. Again, there's blood inside. That's no problem here. As long as you wash off the top. Since there are people who do eat these things, that's enough to make an ois muktzah. We have the Taz says it over, it's not the idea of chazal umta, it's roi. Only it's possible to be eaten. That means the idea of the Magaram and the Machabe has to be something that people do. Mashenke, the way the Taz says it over, is something that's roi, possible to be done over here. Building upon that, what exactly, what boss are we discussing over here? Once the Magaram says he said over here, it's something that's chazal umta, it's a dark, it's something that's soft. Geese. Over here, it's something that people would eat when it's raw. Mashenke, he says, boss of Behemo, people would not eat it when it's raw. About that's mukso. At Sanashani, the Taz Lashitosai, he comes along and says, once again, it's possible, therefore, whether it's hard, whether it's soft, whether it's a geese or an animal, will not make a difference. At Sanashlishi, come along and he says, once the idea is Chazil Umtso, he says, it's not, he wants to argue with the Yisrael or the Mangavam, he wants to say Chazil Umtso, a dafka, something that is soft. It's not true. Even Bosa Behemo, the Mice is also Chazil Umtso. My Mordechar, Karmen Sandal, is Chazil Umtso. So it comes along over here that in the avona of what you're going to do, which meat, pieces of meat are mukhs or not, best that there are two ideas and three shittas. Building upon that, says the Mishnah Berurah, that since we have idea to the coin to the Taz, all meats are mutter. And number two, we have chazal umtso. It's machlix what the avona of chazal umtso is. Is it the malach of the grain or malach of the mongarom? If it's even a hard piece of meat or dafka soft. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, welcome at chak, yeshem in lismach lahokal, could we have ka'ina srek sveko? Welcome at Chak. Mashenkin, you have a piece of meat over here that's the Poroch, Masriach. Over here, everyone agrees it's made for animals. Therefore, Avadi Lama Talkalam Shabbos over here. Says in Mishnah Berurah, whether this Nisnabal came with the veil on Erev Shabbos, even in case of Shabbos, you go like Shimon, that someone came with the veil on Shabbos, you'll give it to an animal. Now, it says the Bialocha, not only that, even on Shabbos, it was owned by a guy and was alive. But since the guy did Shkita upon it, it's nichol kain, the idea came to veil by itself on Shabbos. And therefore also, a person has the right to metatle and go give it to his animal on Shabbos.
It's ultimate, was it chai, not was it
leah? Chai, chai.
I'm
sorry?
I mean, when I'm mishim?
No, we discussed, the Achorim say, today is not true the chazlom, so. That was our chashulchan, that the mishim broke. Yeah, but it's still in the chazlom, so. But we have to be practical about it. That's what Achorim Kabbalah was saying, let's be practical. Society changes. That's the argument.
When the argument actually
also? They're not arguing the society change, not the halacha. The halacha we keep as is, and we have to adapt the halacha to today. We don't change. Some people change halacha, some people we keep halacha, and we adapt to society. Again, we're just taking their ideas to today's society. Now, they get a raw piece of fish. So that seemed to be the idea. It seemed to stay as is when it's salty. The mice in the case of herring, people would eat it. The words of Mishmua, but chak, today seems to be carrot. People eat herring, even not but chak. So it's a staple of life over here for certain people. Mice says, chazal umtso is not a problem. Therefore, what did say Mishmua, a case of a smoked fish. Kidua, the mice that people eat, it's not a problem over here. Mashenkin, you have fish over here that is not salty. The loch is, it's not roy. And the kola deis, fish that's not salty and not smoked is ulcer. Now we have to go through each reason why that's so. Side the Taz, side the Mokarvam. According to Taz, his Avona is warranty makele by meat, gets Roy, it's possible. He comes along and says it must be that raw fish that's not salty is not possible to eat by cloven. If it's possible to eat it, the mice won't be mokso. Mashenkin, the Mokarvam, his idea it has to be chazi. People mice do eat it. Come along, Mokarvam says, yeah, dogs do eat it. But so what? It's chazi for a person. And therefore, since it's made for people, and therefore they will not go give it to the dog. For this reason, the Maisa will not be Mukhtar. The Nafminim to the Taz reason versus Magavram speaks out of Mishnah Berurah, a case of Shuman Sainin. Shuman Sainin is this raw fat over here. What are you going to do with it? Come on, if it's Roy the club in Maisa, it is. Dogs can't eat it. When the Taz will be Mutter. Mashenki go to Magavram. Maisa, don't give it to the club, we'll save it for a person. There will be a case that's Mukhtar. Then it comes along with Mishnah Berurah and says, over here we'll come on to be Machmer. Because here we do not have a tzirut of the going Cheetah. That means by the case of raw piece of meat, we have chazal umtso with the goyin together with the taz and mekel. Mashenkin by Moshe Shumon, we only have the taz shita by itself. Might be pasuking against the taz. That means the loch lemaisa comes out by a bosa kosher. The loch is makom et chachi kami mekel, but bosa Shumon is usher, and we're not going to be semich upon the taz at all. Now, coming to the sifla megimel sugya of kameo, halacha is when it's not made by mumcha, even though a person cannot do it, so there's no issa muksa over here. And the question is, what about taking it out to a caramelist? How do you look at these cases of these kameyas over here? That means those who want taino, maisa, it's only a kameya, it's not a beged, therefore it's also. Mashenke, Mashibu, bring down numasar choinim, the one taino is derech malbush, therefore he can go out with it. He does bring down the shulchan ashe shitim, the makavis mishnah, that says it depends. Some kameya, even though you cannot check, you can't go out with it. Mashenke, not by case of a mumcho, you cannot go out with, to the caramelist with it. Sifla Madal in the Sugya of Gav Shui. The way the Mechaber brings it down, he explains the case of Riki Mitzoya. Now these things over here, says the Mechaber, whether it's the Toya of a Tarnagol, whether it's the Toya of a person, the Locha is the Maisa, it's Mukso. Therefore, the words of Mechaber first of all, and over Kiyitzabam. What's Kiyitzabam? Says the Mishmur coming to end in the Gemara's case over here, of a rat, a dead rat over here. The Locha is, you can take it out, but you die, you don't have to take it out with a plate. Now the Mechaber says, really depends where this Gav Shui is. If the case of the graph shuri, when a person lives over here, then they have a right to take out b'yadayim, eat without a kli, to the garbage, to the base of kisei, there's no problem. Now, what defines a place where a person lives? Says the Mishnah, a place in Mokim Dirosai, we have drisa regal. Therefore, it says, even the Mavoi, we have drisa regal, pasha in front of your house, that's an extension of your house, Mokim drisa regal, person that has a right to matatl, no problem over here. Now, look is, again, very clear, you have a right to take it out, even without a kli, even b'yadayim. We spoke how maybe there's a mile of a kli. How is it that, let's say a person does not live there, not welcome to your story, and you have over there tzoya and you're afraid a kid can go play with it? The loch is, take a kli and cover the tzoya. You have no right to matatu the tzoya over here. That explains the Mishnah Berurah. There are two cases over here. There's a chotzer that you live in, a chotzer you do not live in. What does it mean, a chotzer you do not live in? It says whether it's a separate chotzer, or it's a chotzer behind the house, or it's a place where this tzoya is munach ba'ashbo. All these cases where people do not live is not an extension of the house, not mokum jisa regal. The loch is you have no head to be mutal to graf shuri. Now, this case over here of the tzoya, what's the reason why you cannot take it out? Muxamach maskufoi. Any graf, any ovid, any buckle over here has a getter of muxamach maskufoi, therefore a person cannot be mutal. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, let's say you have this grass of the ovid and you have to go use it, you have to go to the sheritim, you have to go use it. The loch that's image in your base, that's kavod abrius. You have a right to create, bring wax over here to go to the bathroom to wipe yourself. You also have a right to empty out this bucket over here and to bring it back to go use it to go to the bathroom inside this bucket over here. Now, if you read the Gemara, it comes out, the Lechura Tzoya of an Odom sounds like the Locha is, it is Ruel Achilles Klovim. The Mechaber says, the Locha is, it's Muksa whether Bein Odom Bein Tanagurilim. Magavon points out, Lechura depends on what the Gersh of the Gemara is. That those might who have this Gersh, those who do not have this Gersh, so. It comes out, Magavum ends off, B'mokamad Chak, a person has the right to be samich, that Soya of a kid, Tzoya of the Mice is not Mukso. If you pointed out, would be a terrific heter on numerous cases, how in the world we can metatul diaper with Soya inside, because Soya Achil is Klovim. The Mice, they point out, Mishmua left the Mechaber as is. That means he saw the Magavum, he saw he had different sheets over here, and anyone who read Mishmua saw the Mechaber that says Mukso, and Mishmua left it is, the Mice left it as is, and even Mishas and Chak, the Mice is not to be Michael. Now they point out the Mechaber says the loch over here is you can take a kli and cover the tzoya in the case of Ashbo. What's that coming to tell you? Now like a Yitzchok that we do not pass on his shito of ain't kli nittel el tzoya tov ar nittel. Sifla Mehe is a case of graf v'ovet. The loch over here is you take it out. The loch is you cannot bring it back this bucket over here unless it has water inside. Now this graf v'ovet says Mishmur is daft in the case over here of made of cheres, made of eitz. Mashenke made him negate to Matechas, he sends you to the locha, the Simpe Zayin. Now, what is the graph of it? Explains Mishmur, either means a bucket for the Ri, or means a bucket for the Merak line over here. Now, this idea, like how we do not pass this the concept of Mukta Machmas Mius, however, negate is something that's much more moist than that, they call Mias Gomer. The locha is a paskin that is Mukta Machmas Mias Lagamri, and therefore has again a Mukta Machmas Gufay. Because no one will take it, this graph of the Ovid uses a bottle cap over here. Therefore, to bring it back, you have to put water inside. Now, a couple of the Mishmura, and he says that this idea of you can't bring it back unless you have the water inside is because of, let's say, it's still inside your hand. Can a person now took the graph of it, he put it outside, he emptied it, it's a biyotoy. Can he bring it back? So he brings down the Magavam, Pashas, which he taught, so once you have any books inside your hand, you have a right to bring it back. However, it does bring down the Eliyahu, who's been fakvik upon the Salach over here. Now, when you bring it back and want to put water inside, it points out the Mishmur has to be water that's really prestigious, at least of the behemoth. If you put water inside, even that animal will not drink. Then what happened? Now you have more muksa inside. You gain nothing out of it. You have to make sure there's something really. It's, the water left inside is really to be drunk over here. Now this idea, when you bring it back, can you bring it back, even if you do not have any use out of it? That means you have no tzaddik inside your house, no mechlamin inside your house. You will understand, bring it back. So bring down the shalom about this machlokes. He does end up for the Eli Rabba, that only the makom atzorich, a person has the right to bring it back with the water inside if there's no use. That means it comes out from Mishmul before that, three different cases, they get to bringing back the situation of this graph of it. If you want to bring it back, because you have to use it to go to the sheritim inside of it, says the Mishmul, you have a right to bring it back even without water inside. You want to bring it back for Merit Lime for the case of Tsoyah, that he says you have to bring it back with water inside. You want to bring it back, stop, then he only wants to make over Makom atzorich, otherwise he wants to be Makom. Why does he say that for? I guess you'll see. Look it up. Sivlam of Ovid is sugo of a graph that we was very clear. A person cannot make graph for Chachilo. Now, if he does do it, says the Mechaber, but the Evid, then they have a right to go take it out. Now, the words of the Mechaber is, you cannot make graph Kadesh Loitziu. Speaks out of Mishabua, Makavam, and Taz, they say, Lav Dafko. We know the Gemara, the case of inviting a goy to your house. The, why can't we go invite the goy and buy him inside a sugo of graph? The Gemara is, he's not making graph Kadesh Loitziu. You invited a goy. What's left behind? You have the case of this case over here with the shure a pass and the yain nesek over here, and then the Gemara said, "How can you invite the goy?" That means not invite the goy kedei lo yitziu. Still, ma'aseh also. If so, fact the mishabura, why take the word, say the word to the mechaber kedei lo yitziu? Says even if you did kedei lo yitziu, still b'di'evet there won't be any knas. You write to matatul and take it out over here. Now the Bialocha points out that this idea of hesed we'll get to next it is not said over here. In order to do something that's been mocked by Hefzid, be dark in the case of Hefzid, and you bring yourself towards the graph, or be the Evid. But the person cannot do the Chachilo, a case of Hefzid. The Bialach also points out that this idea of making a graph the Chachilo is only a case of a Vadai. But let's say it's a case of a Sof, you can make it be a case of a graph, or not. Now, in my single says, a person can be Michael. Sivlam and Zayin, built upon the Sugyo and Beyo, Abayi and Rov, the story over there. That's another actor, and that's not set on the page. Now, built upon the story of Abai Virova, we see clearly that the person, number one, if it is Mokm Hefzid, and number two, we can make him Mokm Diyosoy, and therefore you have a right to metal to the graph out. Therefore, what to go do, says the Mechaber, you go bring your Ben inside, now you have a graph over there, you take it out. Now, what's the case of Hefzid? Says the Mishmur, anything, they might come to steal things over here, might get ruined over here. Any type of hesed, a person has a right to matatul, it's not mokum diyosai, it's bringing his bed inside, it's mokum diyosai, to stop taking out the dime over here. Now, coming the definition of mokum diyosai, says the Mishmur, means either bring your bed to sleep there, or your table to eat there. Stop is sitting there, and Shmur is like, not mokum diyosai. The place we sit in Shmur is not mokum diyosai, each one take the busa out of it, but to eat there, to sleep there, that's mokum diyosai. Sivla Meches is to Miachet Kalim, they get to offer that we already did. We spoke that out, because that's. No, now we discussed maybe it's not you or the Yosai. We had a shadow, had a look at Mokum. But again, that's learning Torah, that's not Yeshiva.
It's a living room. What's that called?
No, that's. What?
It's his house, it's going to be
there. Living room? That's a great point, I hear. It could be that's Be'etzim's house, that's his title.
It's like
to make it. Yeah, Mokum juice is a regal. You think out juice is a regal of when we eat, when we sleep. The living room is part of the old juice regal of your house. That was obviously to argue the point, but yeah, partially the kitchen is an extension of your house. Now, simple amatess, a sugya balechayim, we did not see yet, we'll see you measure in 1 or 2 weeks. Well, the maisa will come down very simple, all balechayim, even pets, the maisa are muksa. One nichle geta of ke'itzim va'avonim. Come on, the Mishmur and says, but let's say you're going to lose your pet, a sugya hefzid over here. And you want to take them to your dime and go move it. The Loch is said to Mishmur very clearly, to go move it, you cannot be metaltum muks of your dime, the mokum hefzid. There is no such heter. Hefzid does not matter total muksa. He says, you want to go over to the animal and shoo it back inside, then it might be seder. Otherwise, stop metaltum muks of your dime is also mokum hefzid. It says in Mechaber, but let's say a person wants to put a sal, a basket, in front of the freichim, these chicklets over here, they go up and go down. The Loch is the maisa that when on top of it, you might have a bayam inside the sugya of total, but putting down in front of them is not mavatikli machonai, since you can shoot them away miyad, and therefore it's mutter, aspidokli. But let's say the birds were upon it to be nishmoshes, Then the halach is, Migin is Ketzoy Ben Hashemashas, it's Ketzoy L'Kulu Yomayim. Siv Mem, in the Sugya of Metato Baal Chayim, so the question is there an Eitz to go move them? I mean, for them to be a Daim, Mamish is also. Nice that you want to move them. They can have a case of a problem here. Says the Mechaber, built upon the Gemara, they can be Dadim B'Chotzer. That means you take it by its neck, you shake it back and forth, and slowly it moves its feet over here, it goes one place to another. Says the Mishmua, this halacha is more to whether a big animal or a small animal, there's no difference over here. And the heter is only mitzad the suga of tzad balachayim. The words Mechaber Tzrichim Lekach explains Mishmua, Mechaber Mataz, tzad the suga of tzad balachayim. Otherwise, he says, there's no tzad balachayim, you have no heter to go do a case of tiltum and mikzas. What's his raya? Mentioned yesterday in Chabura, says Mishmua, the raya is from the suga of mace. Over there said the person cannot move an aver of a mace, a gamas tilt to mixas. You also only tzad tzad balachayim you have a heter. That means it comes out, the gate moving animals and tzad balachayim, you have two heter. We have number one, we have the heter to a case of an ochri, Mishmua and Simon Shemhei. We have a second heter, a tilt to mixas. Now this idea we're discussing in the Chotzer, what about another rishos? So the gate to rishos, the rabbin, mice speaks out the Mokhavah Mishmua, but that's also. Once we pass in the gate of Behemoth, that there is no heter chaynoisus atzmoi, therefore you might come to pick it up, and we have a chash to be a kamalum to be machmer. Having a gate of kamalus is a shayla, is that a gzeir or not? Mishmur brings down a machlokes, the Torah wants to be machmer, levosh also, and tzashin, the basis is lahokal, therefore the Mishmur makes a tzirif out of it. If it's a big animal, over here, plus the case of a kamalus, the round sheeta together with the idea of kamalus, Maisi says the person can be mekel. Now all this idea in the gate of Balchayim with Medanim is the gate to all animals except for a tarnagol. A tarnagol, a person cannot take it by its neck. What will happen naturally when an animal jumps? A metal to be a daim. If a person cannot do that, what's the eitzah says the Mishnah? Doichim. You have right to push the chicken, but not to grab it by its neck over here. Now there's a second reason why a person cannot buy a tarnagol taking Medanim. The words of the Rambam were down by Magavram. It's had the sugar a chash of ripping out its feathers. Chash of Klish over here. A gami brings down a kasha, the raivit, nichla get of any miskavim. Why are we chushim it for? Now again, over here, the heter is not in the case of a tzarech. But what's a tzarech over here? Even a case of hefta momen. I mean, they get the sugya medadim, the tzarech is only tzar balachayim. They get the idea of pushing it, is even a case of any hefta momen, person has the right to push it. However, without any tzarech, the mice is no heter. That means again, the metaltim looks to be daim, out to hefta they can't. But over here, you can push it and make it go by itself. Then you have right to do what all animals that get to give have said. What?
Menias
Revach.
What is pushing?
It's because it's doing it. You're not dragging it on the floor. It's going, you're making it go.
It'll push itself as well.
That's pressing. Called Totem and Mixas. And that we said, what Totem and Mixas you have by a. That was back in question yesterday by a mace. Interesting question, I'll look at it. Now they go through the hand.
This last
page is
saying
it's the hand, right? Yeah, doichen. Doichen, I say, the words of Mechavis are good with your hands. Siv Memalef is a case of being Medadda Espinoch to take a child by the neck. The law says even in Rosh Hashanah you have a right to, you cannot drag it. One, it's not the child taking one foot in front of another. And therefore, it's going by itself, and by child, we have a getter, a heter of chayin noisetz atzmoi. Therefore, even if it will happen, and you end up picking it off, it's only dinner upon them. Therefore, ke'en gzeh l'gzeh, therefore, we write to medad the child over here. But let's say the child is tied up. Let's say the case will be sick. The look is, nechle getter of a one-day-old child, has no heter chayin noisetz atzmoi, and therefore, be also. Wait, someone's mace, says Mishavua. Also, even though there's is over here, mitzad, the sugi of locha, shetu, lufay, you only even is there upon them. But again, it comes out, and again, the chayin noisetz atzmoi, the getter, says the mechaber, is that when a child puts one foot in front of another, a person has the right to medadid it. Says the mishmua, since the mechaber, they cannot drag it, because dragging is in the category of carrying it. I mean, pulling something is in the category of carrying it. Then he says, even in the case of a carmelus, a chur should be also. Gami points out those who want to be mekel, even a carmelus is also. He points out that people who carry it upon their shoulders, the kuli amat also. He does say that mine arm, the mice seem to carry upon the shoulders. Mice they're making a mistake. But however, do not tell them because what if you're shaking them after you mizid them. Now the Mishmur says he's studying the Bialocho, that Mishmur, that idea of dragging is nichla gather carrying, that's Rashi Shito. The Ran, he says numerous times quotes Rashi in the Mishnah, when he says over the Pshan of the Mishnah. However, in the Sigur you see clearly he does not go like Rashi. He tells you something you slightly should know. that when the Rambam quotes Rashi in the Mishnah, there's no Raya passing like that. I go no further, bring a Raya because the Sugya did not go that way. That means the Rambam quotes Rashi, but Lav Dafki agrees to Rashi. Now, Mishmu does go on further and says, well, let's say a kid cannot walk by himself. The Kulam is not a Chayin Lisa, it's Atzmoy. According to Rui Pleiskim, you have a Bayah of Isra of carrying it. Therefore, I think Nachri is Mutter, Akesha, Shvush, Shvush, Mokm Hefzit, outside the Tenech, we go carry it when the kid is crying, Ukadayma, when the kid needs it. Zaydi, it's 1 hour, can I just finish this off? It's 1 hour. Two more minutes, or?
No, go,
fine.
Again?
Sorry? There's no chaynes to Atzmoy. He cannot walk by himself. But since it's Shvosh Shvosh, and our Shus Rab, I mean, we don't have a Shus Rab as Manenu, making it Seraph together. First thing, Yeshua Hakol over here. Now, when a child, when you take him out, sometimes he's wearing something. Depends. If he's wearing a kiss around his neck, therefore it's not toppled him. Therefore, when you take out the kid, it might be a Dindir Abonon, but the kiss, Yechad Dindir Aisa. Masha Enkin, the Malbush, is toppled to him. And therefore, only the kids is only the Rabbanon. The Malbush is a chelik of the child over here, only the Rabbanon. Sifman Gimel is a sugya of touching Muksa. The Lacha says in Mechaber, number one, a person is allowed to touch Muksa, and the same thing we saw in the Ramon Sif Gimel. By now, it should be very clear that touching Muksa is mutter. Have a covering an egg, the start of the egg, the mice is also the question of why that's so. You have two mouths, and why that's so. Either we have the Trumas of Deshu's reason to conserve Dova Isser and the Taz of Makaron Paskins. Or with the Mishnah Brewer, how he goes like the Sivis, the going up in the Magi Mishnah, there's a Chash total. By Menorah, there's a Chash total. Otherwise, there'll be no Issa touching Muksa. A second side of Sifra Beis, coming from the Chaber, it says, even Totem and Mixas, the Maisa, that's also. Except, you know, by case of Tzab al Achayim. Otherwise, Totem and Mixas, the Maisa, that's also. Sifra Gimel is blowing Muksa. Again, the Muhammad says it over here, and the Mos says it earlier in Sif Gimel, and Benjamin will get to in a couple of days from now that the mice of why it's mutter isn't different get a tilt of the tzad or tilt of the gufay. The mice of the loch is, if you have a bug on top of you, a body will blow it off, there's no problem over here. Sif Memdalad is a person that has a weekly, the loch is do not break it off to create something out of it. What's the reason? The loch is Sif Shin Mem, Sif Yud Gimel. You cannot take a piece of charis and break it. Cannot take a piece of paper and make it into toilet paper and rip it over here. Those things are also in Tzad Sugis, Tikkun Mono. Therefore, you have this weekly over here to not break off pieces over here to make it usable in Tzad Sugis being mistaken in something over here. It says in Mishnah Berurah, not only that, let's say you have a kli that's broken already. You have some shards coming out. You want to take off the shards. The way the Chaim discussed, we have these metal bottle caps, at least the older ones certainly, where the pieces were stuck out a little bit. You want to break off the little metal pieces over here. So the Shela built upon this Mishnah Berurah is that Nichol and Issa be masakit something over here. The Shabbos versus the Shabbos are carpers of Reuben. What the loch over here is, but might say masaki, taking off even the shards over here, Nichol get a makah batish. However, in a situation over here where there is no ticket over here, and the Bad is no Isser, it's Nichol get a Shiva Kalim, it's not Nichol get a Muksa over here. That's back to the loch of Sivam, the Shiva Kalim has the use of Shabbos, the mice is not Muksa. My Ben Hashem on Sunday, you'll tune in to your bosses, submission tests, and onwards.
Is there a shirt stake?